Ultimately, market conditions will determine what developers want to build, although that's clearly affected by what they're allowed to build based on zoning ordinances. I have some concerns about the high-density developments. They clearly have adversely affected some neighborhoods. But another concern is has to do with the prospects for the university. For many years, I was the director of analysis, assessment, and accreditation here at the university, and what our job was to actually put out the numbers of the university. And, of course, the university experienced a small decline in enrollment this year, but for many years, the university has been stagnant in terms of the number of students. People say Utah State's grown dramatically, but if you look at that, the growth is happening in online areas and around the state. The on-campus enrollment at Utah State is not very great. And so I'm wondering a little bit about the demand. And here's the concern that I have, that as large developments take place, whether or not they'll be viable, they'll be able to fill them, but if they fill them, what's going to happen is because the number of students is the same, that those students will leave other rental properties that they're in, and over time that those rental properties will tend to deteriorate, and that by densifying in one area, that the outcome and the consequence is this law of unintended consequences. The consequence will be there are other areas of Logan where properties deteriorate because they're having more difficulty renting them.